Hello and welcome to the On Record podcast. I'm your host, Ujwala. The year 2020 was all about the coronavirus pandemic. We saw lockdowns, protests, decline in economy, and much more. No matter where we lived, the year challenged us and changed our plans. In this episode, we would like to take you back through some of the major events in the country this year. Protests against the controversial Citizenship Amendment Act marked the beginning of the year 2020. The central government amended the citizenship law to expedite Indian nationality for persecuted immigrants from three neighboring countries, Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Bangladesh. But it excluded Muslims. Given the background in which the country is preparing a national registrar of citizens, protests began. Students, youth, and women protested across the country. And one such protest led by women in Shaheen Bagh became the face of this resistance. Very soon, similar sit-in protests spread to other parts of the country and many smaller Shaheen Baghs erupted. The roads were blocked, tricolor flags flew high, preamble read aloud, and resistance through poetry and paintings found a new cause.
सब कुछ याद रखा जाएगा और तुम्हारी लाठियों और गोलियों से जो कत्ल हुए हैं मेरे यार सब तुम्हारी लाठियों और गोलियों से जो कत्ल हुए हैं मेरे यार सब उनकी याद में दिलों को बर्बाद रखा जाएगा सब
यार The government responded with arrests, lathi charge, tear gas shells, internet shutdowns and section 144
लिखोगे हमें मालूम है तुम स्याहियों से झूठ लिखोगे हमें मालूम है हो हमारे खून से ही हो सही सच जरूर लिखा जाएगा हो हमारे खून से ही हो सही सच जरूर लिखा जाएगा सब याद रखा जाएगा सब कुछ याद रखा
जाएगा Amidst all the chaos, the question at the center of debate was, can we make faith a basis for citizenship in a secular India? But then something happened.
ट्रंप के सारे तक आप जाफराबाद और चांदबाग खाली करवा लीजिए ऐसी आपसे विनती कर रहे हैं उसके बाद हमें रोड पे आना पड़ेगा ठीक है भारत माता की जय
On 23rd February, a BJP leader addressed a rally in Jafarabad in Delhi where women were protesting against the CAA. Issuing an ultimatum to the police, he said either clear out the protesters or he and his followers would do it themselves. Hours after this, riots broke out in northeast Delhi, which killed over 50 people, mostly Muslims, and displaced thousands. This was one of the deadliest riots in Delhi in over 30 years, and it intensified tension between Hindus and Muslims in the capital. Amidst all the protests and riots, coronavirus had already made a landfall in the country. On 30th of January, India registered its first coronavirus case, and slowly the graph started going up. The pandemic not only stifled the ongoing protests, but also the livelihood of millions of Indians. Quarantine, social distancing, masks became buzzwords, and work from home and temperature checks became the new normal. To avoid the spread of coronavirus, many countries around the world went into a complete lockdown, and India followed the trend.
Aaj raat 12 baje se घरों से बाहर निकलने पर पूरी तरह पाबंदी लगाई जा रही है
On 24th March 2020, the government of India imposed one of the most stringent lockdowns in the world, limiting movement of the entire 1.3 billion population of the country. The lockdown was placed when the number of confirmed cases in India was around 500. Travel, education, job, and day-to-day life in entire cities, towns, and villages came to a standstill. But the worst affected were the migrants. With factories and workplaces shut, millions of migrant workers lost their jobs and faced food shortage. With no work or money, migrant workers, including women with their children, walked for thousands of kilometers with their family to their native villages. Reports of pregnant women who gave birth on their way home shocked the entire nation, and the country had not seen such a migration ever since the partition. At least 350 migrant deaths were reported as of 10th May, and the reasons ranged from starvation, exhaustion, road and rail accidents, and denial of timely medical care. Over 12 crore people lost their jobs during the lockdown, and India's economy, which was in stress even before, worsened due to the pandemic. Like the rest of the world, India's economy was severely hit, and the country witnessed a growth rate of -23.9% in the first quarter. Major sectors of economy like construction, hospitality, manufacturing collapsed during the lockdown. The year 2020 also witnessed arrests of many dissenting voices. While other countries released prisoners charged on minor crimes as they feared the spread of coronavirus in prisons, in India there were arrests of scholars and activists like Anand Teltumde and Gautam Navlaka under anti-terrorism law, which makes it nearly impossible to get bail. Even students and young activists like Umar Khalid, Devangna Kalita, Safura Zargar, who took part in the CAA protests, were booked under the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act. Another big story this year was the clash between India and China that turned deadly at the line of actual control in Galwan Valley.
Now let's talk about the Indian Army, which is saying 20 of its soldiers have been killed by Chinese troops. This is the Galwan River Valley area. Both sides have been deploying thousands of troops on either side in recent weeks.
20 Indian soldiers were killed and at least 70 were injured. This was the first fatal confrontation between the two countries in more than four decades. In eastern Ladakh, the Chinese army moved forward into areas previously under Indian control, and they prevented Indian army from accessing patrol points near the Galwan River and around the Pangong Tso Lake. But in an all-party meeting following the clash, Prime Minister Modi had said, "Neither has anyone entered our territory, nor is anyone in control of our border posts." But several international media and satellite images confirmed the Chinese intrusion into Indian territory and presence of heavy deployment of Chinese forces. And in September, Defense Minister Rajnath Singh told the parliament that China illegally occupies around 38,000 square kilometer land in Ladakh.
Ladakh mein Bharat ki lagbhag 38,000 square kilometer bhoomi ka
Several talks at the diplomatic and military level had failed to draw any conclusion, and the tension at the border continues. For more than a month now, farmers are out on the streets, living in tractors and tents at the borders of Delhi as they protest against the three new farm laws. Farmer unions across the country have called these laws pro-corporate and say the laws might harm the livelihood of the farmers. But the government calls these laws reforms to the farming sector. At least 22 farmers have died so far in the protests due to cold, road accident and even by suicides, as they are disappointed over the government's response. Lakhs of farmers from Punjab, Haryana, Rajasthan, UP, Bihar have joined the agitation, and they have blocked major highways leading to the national capital. farmers are demanding a complete repeal of these three laws, which were passed in September amidst a chaos in the parliament and a strong opposition by farmer unions even back then. Six rounds of talks between farmers and the government have failed to yield any result, and their movement is gaining strength with every passing day as farmers from other states also join. Amidst everything that we have been through this year, vaccine comes as a ray of hope for the coming days and the coming year. India is quite close to approving a coronavirus vaccine for emergency use. Vaccine candidates from Pfizer, AstraZeneca, and Bharat Biotech are under consideration for emergency approval. The government has been planning on storage, distribution, and resources for months now. The first set of people to get vaccinated will include healthcare workers, frontline workers, and high-risk groups. And the government plans to vaccinate this set of 30 crore people by July or August of 2021. Luckily, the number of cases in India are decreasing. On an average, 23,000 cases a day has been reported in the last 7 days. Totally in the country, 1.2 crore people have been affected with the disease, and we have lost close to 1.5 lakh people due to the pandemic. Vaccine might change it all, and that could be the story of 2021. A fight to claim back life the way it was before the pandemic. Thank you for listening to the On Record podcast. You can connect with us on Twitter at On Record Podcast. We wish you a very happy new year, and we'll be back soon.